everyone, and welcome to episode 44 of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast for August 29th, 2013. I'm your host, Mark Kuznez, and I want to talk to you about a few little games. One is a shmup that just released for iOS and will be coming out in a few weeks for both Ouya and Android.
Ouya.
The Ouya. You know, I have an Ouya. I never talk about it. You know why? Because they haven't turned it on in like a month. I need to check it out again. Because maybe it's been updated with a better interface, or I don't know. That thing's just a little disaster. But the game is called Soul Grinder, and you basically control your character on the left side of the screen, moving them up and down whenever your finger is on the screen, touching the left side. Your character is automatically shooting, and by touching the right side of the screen, that'll start your character's boost, which just makes them go to the right, which you need to at times to maneuver through obstacles or to dodge enemies. It's a pretty simple setup. The controls are pretty good, but they are a bit loose. I found I'm not a fan of games that I prefer games that when you take your finger off and put it back, it just automatically keeps your character where it isn't just sort of is a dynamic, not D-pad, but just scroll bar, I guess, as opposed to being a fixed scroll bar that if you put your finger on a certain part of the screen, then it automatically just jumps the character there. I don't like that. It's jarring for me, and it messes me all up. So I don't like that about it. That is a problem. And it's specifically a problem because the game is very much a trial and error game. So you're going through a level. It's not so much in the first five or six levels, but then it definitely becomes trial and error at every single level after that. And basically you have to go through a level and learn and memorize what the enemies are going to do and what the obstacles are going to be and how things are going to interact with you, with, you know, parts of the environment that you might have to destroy to get through, because you will die because you don't know what's happening, what's coming, and you never had a chance. So that is a very annoying. I don't like games that do that. I'm not a fan of trial and error games. I know there are some people who are, and maybe there are more than, maybe I'm in the minority when I don't like trial and error games and all this BS of having to, you know, memorize a level just to get through it. I don't find that fun, and that's why I was ultimately disappointed with the game. I think the visuals aren't that bad. You get these masks you can unlock with coins you earn in game, and there's a lot of pop culture ones. That sounds weird coming out of my mouth. But like Sub-Zero, Jason from Friday the 13th, Freddy Krueger, Power Ranger, some other ones, Terminator, but none of them are called what they are. It's like the Terminator is called Cyborg, Sub-Zero is Ice Ninja, I think, and, you know, other crap like that. Hockey mask for Jason, Freddy Krueger, I'm not sure what it is. It's probably something like burn victim, or child rapist. Isn't that what, I've never seen a Nightmare on Elm Street movie. I've only seen that one end to whichever one it was that has Johnny Depp being eaten by a bed. That's the only thing. And I've seen, because it was on like some, I don't know what it was part of, but where somebody gets turned into a cockroach or something and gets squeezed by Freddy Krueger. It was like some, I don't know, a tribute to Joe's apartment or some crap. But yeah, it's disappointing, but I've been talking to the developers. There's going to be some updates coming soon, and they might change the way I feel, so I'm just going to wait and see. But if you're somebody who doesn't mind trial and error, if you find that fun, then by all means, give it a go. It's $1. It's short, too, but expect to be frustrated unless you are, like, a super savant. I made it through the game, and like I said in my review, I beat it just to shove it in the game's face as opposed to actually wanting to beat it. So, there's that. But the thing I really want to talk about is a game that I don't know why I waited so long. I remember Craig over at the Sign In Podcast mentioned, he told me to pick it up like a month or two ago or whenever like just came out, and I was like, yeah, and I don't know, I think I had other things that I had to play or other review games and whatnot, so I never got around to it. And then I finally started playing today. The game is called One Finger Death Punch. It's from Silver Dollar Games. And Silver Dollar Games, if you aren't somebody who frequents the Xbox Live Indie Game Marketplace, they are, I don't have any hard facts, but they are potentially the most prolific Xbox Live Indie Game developer. They've developed, and I guess you could say published, I don't know if you want to say that on that marketplace, but they've developed, I think, around 50-ish games or so. I mean, not all of them are games. They are the studio responsible for such gems as Who Did I Date Last Night? I think that's what it's called. And like Cassie's Quarter, like Cassie's Farm Sounds. Like if you, there's this one blonde woman who you have, if you've been paying attention to the Xbox Live Indie Game Marketplace since the beginning, you've probably seen her in definitely the first few years of the marketplace's existence. She was always in the things like videos where it's just like, here, you have a question, and then she answers it or something. But this game is, I played probably an hour or so. This is one of the best Xbox Live Indie games I've ever played. It's only a dollar, but it is without question one of the best Xbox Live Indie games I've ever. It's very simple. All you press is X or B, and that is attacking enemies that are coming from either the left or the right of the screen. And it's very simple, but it definitely gets more complicated with the changing of colors, the speed of it. I like the fact that the difficulty is set up in a way that if you beat a level, the speed of the enemies increases. If you die in a level and have to try it again, it'll decrease. So it's basically constantly adapting to your skill level. So I think you'll probably end up finding that you'll end up in a certain percentage of speed that, you know, once you hit that point, then you'll just probably win, lose, and just stay right around that area. I think it's a very smart way of implementing the difficulty without having, you know, easy, medium, and hard and all that stuff. And the game itself is just super clever and just really utilizes the simple nature of just pressing two different buttons. It's extremely fun. I mean, I can't believe how fun it is to just play this thing. It reminds me a lot of that feeling I had when I used to play Kung Fu on the original Nintendo, the NES, where I just, you know, at times I would just not even progress. I would just stop and then wait for the enemies to come and just kick, kick, kick. And that's basically how this feels, because you can't move the character. He's fixated in position, and he moves whenever you attack someone, so he'll move a little more. And there's always a few different things, like weapons will come into play where you can pick them up, range weapons too, that basically take out any enemies. There are boss enemies. One of my favorite things is this like giant ball of, I don't know if it's like spikes or something, but you can just basically kick that and basically ricochet off enemies over and over and over again. It feels so good to do that. So I love that thing. And it seems pretty big so far. It seems like there's a lot to it. Yeah, I mean, for a dollar too. But I mean, it's just, it's so much fun. I am floored by how good this game is. And I think the visuals, you can definitely tell that it is an Xbox Live indie game and not, you know, of the same caliber as Xbox Live arcade games, even the smaller Xbox Live arcade games, but with a layer of polish on here in the visuals. And the visuals are basically stick figures, which I do like. I just, you know, there should be a bit more crispness, and just the overall, you know, menu system, the layout and interface, and just really just an overall crispness. But other than that, if it just had that layer of polish, I would definitely think this. I think it would just be a fantastic Xbox Live Arcade game at $5. You know, I think, you know, I would have to wait until I see exactly how much is in this game. But even at potentially $10, I think this, it's just so much damn fun. So at a dollar, this is a no-brainer. And I think it's currently on Steam Greenlight. So If you're a PC gamer, go in there, search it. You know, I'll have links for that in the post. I'll be writing a review for it once I get through it. But definitely pick it up. Even if you're not a big fan or don't play your 360 a lot, just buy it because it's a dollar and support them. And then, you know, upvote them on Steam Greenlight and then buy it when it comes out for there. Because this game is just freaking awesome. It is pure dumb fun and in the best kind of way. So that is One Finger Death Punch. And yeah, check it out. Xbox Live Indie Game Marketplace, Steam Greenlight. Do all that stuff. I still have the Turtles Out of the Shadows game on my hard drive. I haven't bought it. I want to buy it because I want to be proven wrong. I want to love it because I love the Turtles. But they just want to break my heart. And I'm crying inside right now. PixelatedSausage.com. Go there for all the crap that I do. Go there for this. Go there for the other podcasts I do. Pixelated Radio, which you can find on iTunes, Zune, Marketplace, and Stitcher Radio. Rate that show and this show. Subscribe. Tell all your friends. That shit is important. It does more than you may think, just in terms of helping the show get exposure and, you know, helping people find it. You should also check out the Signed In Podcast at signedinpodcast.com, the Two-Headed Nerd Comic Cast at twoheadednerd.com, the Undercover Unitards Podcast at undercoverunitards.com, and the Grand Am Unleashed Podcast at You Know the Drill. Just go to iTunes and search for it because their website URL is terrible. And like I've mentioned a few episodes ago, I just want to reiterate how awesome the site frontburner.net is. That's frontburner without the E. So front, FRONT, burner, BURNR.net. And is basically N4G without all the bullshit. Who knows, maybe if it becomes super popular and a huge community starts to form there, maybe all the bullshit will get there. But right now, it's a very pleasant place, and I enjoy it. And you may see me in the chat room saying the weirdest things, because that's what I'm good for. I'm good for just throwing up random crap. And people love me for that, because I am great. I am the greatest. But yeah, check out frontburner.net. It's a cool place. I dig them. You should dig them too. They got a partnership with Toys R Us. You can get deals over there. You like toys? You like ours? You like us? Then go there, because they got the toys for ours and us. Okay, that's it. I got nothing else. Twitter, I'm at Kush3. Sites at Peace Sausage. The other podcast at Pixelated Radio. You should also follow me on Instagram, mkush, where I post bullshit, because all I am is bullshit. Goodbye.